This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryde. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell plans to mark his tenure as the Senate's longest-serving party leader with a special speech this afternoon. It's being reported he'll give tribute to the previous record holder, former Senator Mike Mansfield, a Democrat from Montana. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will find out today if he has secured the votes necessary to become Speaker of the House. Republicans will take control of the House as the 118th Congress opens today.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover and be okay. That's what all the Bengals fans and everybody who's at the game really want.
I've never seen anything like it, and everyone, I've never heard a stadium so silent.
Fans react after watching a Buffalo Bills player suffer a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game last night. 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in critical condition Tuesday morning.
This is a statement coming from his marketing rep. It read, his vitals are back to normal and they have put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. They are currently running more tests.
The National Football League postponed the game to a future date. The suspect in the University of Idaho murders last month is expected to not fight extradition.
Brian Koberger's attorney said on Saturday that waiving extradition to Idaho is a procedural issue. Chief Public Defender from Monroe County, Pennsylvania, Jason Labar, tells CNN extradition at the hearing, quote, is an easy decision since he doesn't contest that he is Brian Koberger. Labar expects Koberger to be returned to Idaho within 72 hours of today's hearing. Koberger is being charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan, along with 20-year-olds Zana Kernodle and Ethan Chapin. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The FTX cryptocurrency founder, extradited to the United States from the Bahamas last week, is expected in court today.
Reports say Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former CEO of FTX, is expected to plead not guilty to fraud charges. He was extradited from the Bahamas to New York State after the collapse. Bankman-Fried is accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019. If convicted, he faces over 100 years in prison. He's due in a New York City courtroom on Tuesday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The year's first round of severe weather hit the South Monday, damaging a high school. In fact, bleachers and lights were ripped down at Jesseville High School in Garland County. That's about 45 miles west of Little Rock, Arkansas. In Louisiana, it knocked down large trees, with hail, high winds, and flooding expected through Tuesday night. Over 3 million people are under tornado watches in parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Out west, Californians are bracing for more atmospheric river events this week. Those are long lines of heavy rain. The death toll from a stampede at a shopping center during New Year's Eve celebrations in Uganda's capital has risen to 10, according to their vice president. Local police say they have arrested the organizer of the event, accusing him of not following a guideline that requires children to be accompanied at such gatherings by an adult. The incident took place in Kampala. The government says it will pay $1,350 to each victim's family to help with burial costs. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing? Happy New Year from Maui, Hawaii. I'm Bill Martinez. Nina May joins us, the author, political commentator, film producer, here to talk about this January 6th, the wrap-up of this committee. Hey, Nina, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Happy New Year to all of you, too.
Well, great. Thank you. Well, okay, this committee has filed their report, and for all the pomp and circumstance, I guess they decided not to interview Donald Trump after all and file their report. You know, it just seemed from the get-go it was an ill-fated, and again, we knew it was going to be a costly exercise at the expense of the taxpayer. So after all the money, the pomp, the, you know, the kneecapping of Donald Trump, you know, what is the takeaway, you know, from all this that this Jan 6 committee delivered to us?
My takeaway from it is that there's a petty-minded, small, little arrogant people that are clueless about the reality of things around them. And it was a show trial. It was an embarrassment. It was a waste of money. And the only conclusion they came to was that they are petty, small-minded little people. I mean, nothing came out of it. And here's the reason I think they pulled the subpoena back from Trump. I think they were scared to death that every eye in the world would be listening to what Trump would be saying, and he would be exposing the truth about what happened that day. Here's a lot of things that people don't remember about that day. He was speaking still another 25 minutes after they claimed the, quote, insurrection happened. Clearly 25 minutes. And here's the thing. If it was 25 minutes that all hell's breaking loose in the Capitol, why didn't someone slip him a note as he's speaking? Why didn't anyone say, well, wait a second. Do you see what's happened down at the Capitol? My gosh, we've got to get in on this. Mm-hmm. We got to get in front of this. No one did anything. In fact, his Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't even meet till an hour after he finished his speech. An hour. And what did he do? 2 minutes after they met and he heard what was going on, he tweeted out or Twitter, whatever the social media platform he used was, he says, we honor our men in blue, our men and women in blue, please be peaceful. Do not do anything that would discredit, your goals or whatever. I mean, it was a very wonderful tweet. Did Liz Cheney acknowledge that at all? No, she not only ignored that one, but four others. And then guess what? Twitter took them off, or whatever the social media. I don't want to say it's Twitter, but because I don't care about these social media things. But one of them, or all of them that he was posting on, took him down. So that when they're saying that the first time they heard, the nation heard him talk was around 6:30. Well, yeah, that's because you silenced all the other, you know, opportunities he had to speak to the nation. And there were at least four in there. And Kelly McEnany was one of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
it was full of lies. It was full of lies.
And, of course, what's been revealed, thank you very much, Elon Musk, is the FBI's involvement with Twitter, with these social media oligarchs.
Yeah.
And what they were doing to tamp down and control the narrative, not only on Hunter Biden, but all things political.
Exactly. And they knew what was going on at the Capitol. Why didn't they tell the president? Why weren't they front and center? Well, here's the reason why they couldn't. Because they were in on it. And they knew exactly who the Ray Epps guy was. They knew exactly who all the other actors were. They were there when the busload of the, quote, Antifa-looking people were let out and escorted into the Capitol. They know exactly what was happening. And it was Liz Cheney's job and Adam Kinzinger's job to cover that up and to make sure that no one knew the truth about what really happened that day. And I'm really praying and hoping that this new group coming in are going to do a similar kind of a committee and let the other side tell what really happened. Get the other evidence on. You can't have a trial where you're the judge, the jury, the executioner, and you selectively decide what evidence is going to be shown. And that's exactly what they did. Mm-hmm. And here's the problem I have with it. There were almost 2 million people there that day. Every one of these people has a target on their back for the rest of their lives unless this thing is nipped in the bud.
Exactly.
And we can finally see what the truth is. And well, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, Nina, that you bring up a good point here, and that is that anybody that happened to be there is still in potential jeopardy because the FBI is still out there asking questions and trying to find out who else they can incarcerate, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. They're using techniques of terror. They're terrorizing the American people. And I really hope there's a come-to-Jesus time where they are held accountable for what they've been doing, knowingly hiding the truth and knowingly subverting people's constitutional rights to assembly or to express their opinions. I mean, where does it say in the Constitution you're not allowed to speak out against the government? Oh, let me see. They put that as the First Amendment because they knew that they were speaking out against the very tyrannical government that was trying to destroy their freedoms.
Exactly.
So this is where this whole thing came from. And if we don't fight to defend it, we've lost.
Yeah, because our freedoms do hinge on elections. I mean, we have to have confidence in our elections. And here it is, a couple of years later, we still have problems with things. They're still rather spurious and suspicious. I mean, we really haven't gotten down to the bottom of this. And it doesn't seem, well, it just seems that there are some parties and interests that are, they're more concerned about control and power as opposed to justice and fairness in the American way.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Exactly. And it's got to stop. Otherwise, we're not going to have a republic at all. And this is not a democracy. We're in a democratic republic, and people need to understand that. If it was a democracy, we'd all be dead.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They would have lined us all up against the wall somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
And think
exactly.
about it. You've got innocent people, because you're innocent until proven guilty. We have innocent people languishing in D.C. jails now for over 2 years, or almost 2 years.
Yes.
And where's their justice? Mm-hmm. Where's their day in court? And again, it could be any of us there, but for the grace of God, go any of us.
Yeah, exactly. And what they're doing, like you said, they're terrorizing the American people at large. And, this is not the democratic republic that our founding fathers had intended. In fact, it's the very thing that our Constitution protects us from. And, it's horrible to think that all our elected officials are just going along with this. I mean, where is the outrage, from the elected officials? I mean, even if it is one-sided, where is the outrage from, Kevin McCarthy? I mean, I would not even have a vote. I want Lieutenant Dan half-naked on top of the Capitol building yelling and screaming at the madness,
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, no, I do think there's a real concern about Kevin McCarthy because I think that he has proven to be a bit of a rhino, very much a rhino, and he's a get-along kind of establishment Republican, and we don't need that anymore. Those days are gone. We don't have time for that anymore. Mm-hmm. We need people with true purpose in what they're doing, and the purpose should align with our God-given rights in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, then no one should vote for him. But
well, this is what Donald Trump rebirthed for us, Nina, is the fact that we could win and what winning meant and how that translated for the American people, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. One good thing I can see coming of this, nine people now opposing Kevin McCarthy is hopefully it puts them in a position of negotiation so they know that they can walk off the reservation at any time and mess up any vote that he wants. So hopefully, because they've seen him capitulate to almost everything, hopefully they're thinking, well, since he capitulates to the left, maybe he'll capitulate to, the conservative perspective and we can get some things done. So I understand the strategy they're using, I just really hope that it doesn't become sort of an airing of the laundry in public when we should be doing it behind closed doors. And
yeah,
if we
I agree.
The unification of...
Got to go to break. More from 9 after this.
...of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Nina May continues with us. The thing about the truth is you really can't hold it back. I mean, you can try to keep it in the dark, but it does have a way of finding its way out. For example, we're starting to, get access to some of these emails that came out of Nancy Pelosi's office, and House Republicans issued a scathing report exposing the House Speaker, for her role in security and intelligence failures at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th of 2021. Emails and text messages from Pelosi's office is being reported reveal her staff held regular meetings discussing security detail, helped edit authorities' plans and turned down several requests from federal law enforcement needed to protect the Capitol on that day. The thing is about the whole January 6th committee hearing, Nina, after everything is all said and done, it didn't change our minds at all. It didn't give us new information. What we knew and what common sense would surmise and what you reported on, came out to be, that was never refuted. It was just this faux narrative that they kept trying to push upon the people. And this is what irritates me is that, the 542 elected officials that are supposed to be our representatives, what did they do to honor the people's investment into finding out exactly what happened to do the very thing that they claimed that their intent was that, this is what always cracks me up about these political officials, their giveaway line of, so that this will never happen again. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. They knew something was up because they arrested the leader of, I want to say it was the Proud Boys, but one of those groups,
yes,
at the airport. So they knew he was coming in. They knew he had planned something. There was one of the documentaries, I can't remember which one, they had them meet in at the Capitol, I think it was the day before or that morning, and they had a little tour of the Capitol where everything was. And you're thinking, okay, where were the police to keep them off the grounds of the Capitol? And that's the point I keep coming back to. There were no barriers. There was not one single barrier that was up. And at 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, the police, the Capitol police were just strolling around all around the Capitol, in front of the Capitol, getting selfies made, and there's supposed to have been a murder that took place. There's not one siren that sounded. I mean, none of it matched. And so I think what Liz Cheney and her team were trying to do was take little pieces of a puzzle and give us a picture and insist that we see the picture that they were trying to create, which it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't exist. And my biggest thing, too, has been saying, release the security footage.
Exactly.
14,000 hours of security footage. If they would just release it in 1 week, we could have told you exactly what happened that day, who did what, who was where, and what, what was really the cause of everything that was happening. But they won't release it. That's a big indication they've got something to hide.
Well,
and when they
yes.
brought in their, I was going to say, when they brought in their big level high, Hollywood producer to prove their point, they had maybe 2 minutes of 14,000 hours to quote, and I'm using quote marks with my fingers, to quote, prove their point, which it didn't. It didn't at all. So that means they've got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is a manufactured narrative. And here it is, and you and I talked about this before, because what really has stayed in the minds of the American people was the footage of where there were the scrums that had taken place, where there was the attacks on the Capitol Police, around these barriers and things. And all these things, as you reported, happened well before, President Trump's speech was completed.
Exactly. And again, I keep going back to the point that it's a 50-minute walk from the White House to the Capitol. And that day, we did not see any flying machines going from the White House to the Capitol. They were not covering on any major networks. And no one, unless you were within earshot of the president, could have heard a thing that he said. So it was absolutely impossible. I mean, he could have said, go up there, take sticks and stones, storm the Capitol. They would have said, okay, great, we'll be there in 50 minutes.
Right.
Well, the left already claimed that the breach happened 25 minutes before he finished his speech. So even if he was saying that in his speech, it's physically impossible for them to have gone from the White House to the Capitol to create that, quote, insurrection thing that they're talking about. It's just the details just do not match. And they conveniently left out every single detail, and they left out any witness or evidence that could have disproven what the point they were trying to make, which it was a setup. I mean, what point they were trying to make was that what's his name? Trump. Trump was responsible for all this and should be destroyed.
That's exactly.
Bottom line.
Yeah, and that they
who they take down with them.
Yeah, and they conveniently took, I guess you could say, out of context. I mean, they were really it wasn't really true journalism that was taking place, or even any kind of investigation to get down to the truth. I mean, you see where the in the West Terrace Tunnel where Roseanne Boylan was trapped during a stampede. and even beaten by a Capitol Police. I mean, here she's already down and defenseless.
Yes.
And she's attacked.
And showing her video of her being beaten. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the money shot for me was when, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get in trouble, but the fellow that did the contract to get footage of the riot that morning, he signed it at 10 o'clock that morning, and he got the money shot of the policeman pushing his gun out very slowly and then shooting Ashley Babbitt. Well, that's not, I'm not a policeman, but from what I've seen and heard, that's not procedure.
No, it's not.
Slowly sort of ambush someone with a loaded gun. I don't care if you're police or the military. I don't care who you are, what kind of, you know, uniform you have. There are procedures and protocol for how you alert someone that they've got to stop. You are armed. You're going to shoot them if they don't do what you tell them to do. You know, you build it up to something. You don't just shoot someone like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And into a crowd like that, I mean.
And the man that shot it said, we got it. We actually got it. Well, what did you get?
Yes.
You got someone being killed. Is that what the point of this was? I mean, and that was that man ever brought on trial or brought up to this committee to tell exactly what the contracts were that he had made with two of the major networks and how much money he was going to get for filming the, quote, riot that was going to happen?
Wow.
How did that work?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I do hope there's a new team.
I'm with you on that. If we could get down to the truth, if that's even possible within the realm of the political environment, because unfortunately we've been trained to think otherwise, that it's all about narrative and, you know, anonymous reporting and all this other stuff that, you know, breaks the principles of, you know, proper and credible journalism. We've got about two and a half minutes left here, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's a documentary we did a few years ago before race was even an issue, and it's the history of the civil rights movement in America, the role that both political parties have played in it, and what happens to conservative blacks who leave that liberal plantation and embrace the party of Lincoln. Even Republicans don't understand their rich history of civil rights. The Republican Party was founded specifically as an abolitionist party. They only had 9 planks in their first platform. 6 of them dealt with emancipation, equal rights, voting rights for emancipated slaves. And within 9 years of the founding of the party, a war was fought to end slavery. President Lincoln was the very first Republican president, and you know, the rest is history. So the Republican Party has always been a civil rights party. Even with the women's vote, it was a civil rights party. Now, the left will tell you, oh, that was then, but today they're the racist party. Oh, well, yeah, let me ask you this. Who was it that gave a eulogy at the KKK Kliegel's funeral, Robert Byrd? It was Joe Biden. It was Barack Obama, Joe Manchin. So is the Democrats still propping up their terrorist arm of their party, which was the KKK? They proudly founded the KKK in 1866 to counter the liberation of the newly released slaves. So, yeah, no, they've always been racist. They're the ones that instituted Jim Crow. They made sure that segregation was alive and well. Even the modern, in the 1900s, late 1900s, before the Civil Rights Act, the every single one of the southern states was run by Democrats. All of them, almost all of them, closed down public schools instead of integrating them. All Democrats, not one Republican. So for them to say it was ancient history is a lie. It's not ancient history. So errvideo.com is where you can find it. And you can find the sequel, which is Reparations, Who Should Pay. And that's a big issue that we're talking about now that people need to get ahead of. Because I'm telling you what, it's going to bankrupt the country if we don't get the facts out there.
Exactly. errvideo.com. Nina May, the conservative pundit, has been with us. Thank you, Nina. Take care. Happy New Year to you.
You bet. Bless y'all.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will find out today if he has secured the votes needed to become Speaker of the House as the 118th Congress opens today. On the other side of Congress, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell plans to mark his tenure as the Senate's longest-serving party leader with a speech this afternoon.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover and be okay. That's what all the Bengals fans and everybody who's at the game really want.
I've never seen anything like it, and everyone, I've never heard a stadium so silent.
Fans react after watching a Buffalo Bill player suffer a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game last night. 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in critical condition Tuesday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, it's time for our favorite barista, Al Parada from Stream.org, to 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy New Year, Al. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, we made it to 2023, huh?
Yeah, no nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, by the hair of our chinny chin chin, but Lord have mercy. Not a nuclear holocaust, but a holocaust of sorts when it comes to the truth and corruption, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw some things towards the end of the year that bode well for 2023. Excuse me, at least in terms of getting truth out there and people being able to see what really went on and having the proof and, you know, not having to be saying, hey, you're wearing tin foil.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All the tin foil hat wearers have thrown them up in the air at the end of 2022 because the very thing that we are accused about came out to be the truth. And so, you know, you wonder, you say, are the American people, are they tired of being duped?
I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing signs of it. And mm-hmm. certainly it's hard to deny the wave of revelations. I mean, and as more and more people get back on Twitter who've been banned,
mm-hmm.
We'll give you more of a normal exchange and people might otherwise have not heard any of this stuff. We'll get to hear a lot of this stuff and have the socks blown off maybe. If they're honest, they'll admit they were wrong.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, that has always been a tough human condition, is to admit your error. And especially in the world of politics, you never apologize, right? You change the narrative, yeah. You do whatever you can. You obfuscate, you know. And the Democrats, as a party, are gifted in that weapon. They do a great job. Republicans not so good, you know. They're just something, you know, because the Republicans, as a party, they just eat their own. The Democrats know better, It's very rare that you have a casualty on the Democratic side. Republicans, I mean, it's like if you get in trouble, you don't want to be a Republican.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
I mean, it's just my cynicism, and I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, you know, as you look at the, you know, as you look at the playbook and you see the statistics, it's it just seems that Republicans lose it every turn. I mean, just even with this latest bill, this $1.7 trillion monstrosity,
yes,
in the midst of inflation and a non-declared recession that we're in, you know, let's go ahead and let's put more fuel on the fire and pass a bill that, you know, that really locks in the agenda of the Democratic Party. We just had an election, and, you know, as much as it could be fair, you know, the Republicans took over the House, and not as dramatically as they thought. And, of course, the Biden administration read that as somehow, you know, a dyslexic kind of mandate, I guess. I don't know how they come up with that. But meanwhile, the Republicans go along and allow them to hijack the Treasury and the budget and lock into place half of their elected potential. The, you know, 2 years in the House is now turned over to the Democrats. So it's like, okay, so now we elected you for 2 years, but the value of that vote has now been reduced by one. So we're going to be lucky to get 1 year worth of conservative value out of you, so to speak, right?
Yeah, that was an incredible betrayal of the American people. And to say nothing of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
For the Senate, for McConnell to go along with it. It's a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
To take away the ball that they've just been given.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to live with the consequences of that. And you're just so sick of those folks. You know, it does get, you know, boring. I say boring. It gets ridiculous. Like, you know, we're just so done with the McConnells and the game players and all that right. In D.C. You know,
yeah,
you voted for something, and let's see that have an effect, you know, inside the Beltway.
Right. Well, yeah, because even when you vote and you win, you still lose. I mean, how does that happen? Only in the political process of the Beltway. This is what people are fed up over. And, you know, and we still have doubts and questions about the voting, the electoral process. I mean, Arizona is still a hot mess. Other, you know, parts of the states, you know, the country, you know, are questionable. It's like, wait a minute, come on. You know, you and I have talked about this endlessly. One day, everybody takes a day off. We vote. We go back and do it old school. I mean, this idea of electronic, you know, manipulation and using all these different devices. I mean, people have less confidence in it. And, you know, and even like with, you know, some of the Rasmussen reports, you know, about Joe Biden, this is the thing that makes you a bit cynical, is that, you know, you got about, 25-30% of the country thinking Joe Biden's done a wonderful job. And to hear him talk, I mean, he talks like a victor. And so, wait a minute, what world, what planet are you on? You know, because I look at the economy and I look at what's happening with the, you know, gas prices. I look at what's happening at the border. I look at what's happening with our national security, you know, from Afghanistan all the way through, you know, the debacles that that really, you know, portray your presidency. I mean, you're losing at every turn, and somehow you're spiking the ball at an end zone that's in the middle of the ball field.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing. You know, delusional. But again, if you control the media, I mean, you know, they're all on board with what you're saying. They're going to salute what you're saying. They're going to ignore the border. They're going to ignore the fentanyl. They're going to forget about what happened in Afghanistan, supply side issues, on and on and on and on. The stuff that affects the real people, people outside the Beltway. You know, you can create the illusion. Ooh, things are going great. We passed a piece of paper.
Yeah,
great, but it's made our lives miserable.
Right.
Congratulations, pal. You know,
right.
way to hum. You know,
right.
Way to go. But I think we're waking up.
Well, like you say, they control the media, and then Joe Biden's complaining that the media is not supporting him.
Gosh, he's just well, the guy is so arrogant. It's like the idea of being questioned. He finds the idea of being even questioned.
Mm.
You know, How dare you question me? What a stupid question is that, you know?
Right.
And he did this during the campaign, that the five times he ventured out of his basement. You know, he was ripping into voters who were asking questions that were fair questions. It's still the same way. Like, how dare you question me? I've been doing this for 50 years. I've been, you know, I have in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
It's like arrogance without the ability. It's kind of... Be human if it wasn't so destructive.
Well, and the thing is, he wants to lean on 50 years of experience, but break it down. What, I mean, other than length of time of being on the government dole, you know, the people, you know, carrying your water and paying for you and your family, what have you got to show for 50 years? I mean, I mean, help me understand, Al. I mean, of his 50 years, I can't come up with one single thing that I can say, wow, you got to remember he championed this or he championed that.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years of service to the country. I mean, what do you have to report on this guy?
Well, the crime bill and disproportionately affected blacks.
Yeah.
As Kamala Harris so eloquently pointed out in her one moment of eloquence. That's his big triumph there, is a disproportionate punishment for blacks. You got that. And, of course, enriching himself beyond all measure. I mean, that's the one good thing. I mean, these people, okay, we talk about the Trump derangement syndrome, the fact they released Trump's, they got hold of and released Trump's tax return. But didn't they know that was going to come back the other way?
Right.
That we received, you know, compared Joe Biden's tax return to Hunter Biden's statement that he'd given 50% of his income for years to his father. Let's compare it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, that cracks me up. Here you got these people looking at Trump's tax returns. I want to know, did every one of these, you know, these elected officials, did they file their taxes? How many haven't filed their taxes? And how are they going to possibly understand a multi-billionaire's tax forms?
Yeah. And all it's shown is that Trump's the only person who went to Washington and lost money.
Right.
That's all it shows. He lost a chunk of his fortune serving this country. And that's just giving away his
doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Al Parada after this.
Broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live. Without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Oh, turn it up, huh? Oh, we love the head bobbing music. It is Al Parada's, theme song. Whenever he's around, we got to play this song. Al, of course, the managing editor of Stream.org. We're at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al, so with all that happened in the reveal, I mean, 2022... quite a year of revelation, and I think in some cases people are still kind of shocked about it and realizing, you know, all the corruption that we've been talking about and, you know, reporting on, you know, we're right, they're wrong. I mean, there's clear, rampant corruption, whether you talk about the FBI, the CIA, I mean, it's like all the three-letter agencies of our government have abandoned the Constitution. And, you know, the deep state that Jerry Nadler said doesn't exist, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but there is a shadow governmental force that are controlling the levers of our country.
Yeah, and having that confirmation that you're not crazy. The fact, but it, will there be repercussions? Will there be people held to account? That's the next question. But the fact is nobody can tell us that the election in 2020 was not fixed.
Yes.
We have the proof that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, along with the CIA, those folks, they lied about Hunter Biden's laptop in order to impact the election. The federal government agencies, campaigns lie, that's what they do.
Right.
This was the FBI interfering with the election, just like they tried to do in 2016, and in dealing with some of the same people, because there was no punishment of those people who did what they did in 2016.
Exactly.
So somebody like James Baker can go over to Twitter and, again, try to impact the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the sworn commitment of the social media oligarchs was that Donald Trump would not be reelected. This would never happen again, as you recall, they said.
Yeah, and the fact the federal government, the swamp, the intelligence community basically, said it's not going to happen, they took our election away.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to throw out Donald Trump, we should have the ability to do so fair and square. You know what I mean?
And yes, exactly. And he gets 10 million more votes than he got in the previous election to win the presidency in 2016. He gets 10 million more votes, and he still loses to somebody who can't even get, you know, 100 people at a campaign stop.
Yeah. And this is the amazing thing. Maybe I'll have to analyze this in history. But despite all these forces that were working, again, they confessed in Time magazine, forget the FBI, the organized effort to get stop Trump changing laws legally, illegally, by any means necessary. $500 million from Zuckerberg, the whole nine yards. All of that, and Trump still only lost basically by 40,000 votes three states.
Right.
That's how strong the support was for his re-election.
Right. Well, and this is why you had the outrage and the demonstration on January the 6th, Al.
Yeah.
See, but this was causal. Is because it was so incredible. The people knew. I mean, you know, the American people are not stupid. And, you know, and here we are. I mean, we just like said, okay, well, you're not interested in pursuing the truth. You've got control of the levers right now. And barring some sort of junta that could take place, which would make things even worse, or some, you know, revolution where shots are being fired, which could be crazy. You just go, okay, well, we're going to hunker down and, you know, and just, you know, hope that this misery gets by. But, you know, the problem is that this country originated because there was, you know, a we the people mentality, you know, and that's what it takes. It takes we the people to enforce its rightful authority against this oppressive government. And, you know, the outrage is rising, and we'll see what happens. Because the thing is, I think in some cases people have thought that maybe the Republican Party might be our Obi-Wan Kenobi. But what we're finding out is that there's not much difference between the two parties. I mean, they're so mired in the political beltway paradigm, you know, mentality that they don't have the courage and the backbone en masse to come in and reinforce and to reinforce the founding principles that are clearly instituted and clearly stipulated in our Constitution.
Yeah, the more Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
Then Obi Wan. And that's part of the, and that's like you said, like it's January 6th. That's where the frustration is. Nobody was listening.
Mm-hmm.
We saw something was wrong. Something, and rather than let's alleviate the suspicion, let's look into this some more, win or lose, it was like, shut up and go home. Nobody would listen. None of the courts, not people like, again, McConnell, the Republican establishment.
Even the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court turned its back on us. I mean, you know, whoa, don't even bring that here. You know, keep that stuff away from us. We don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, right?
Well, even there, it's like you can go, okay, well, there was no mechanism. There's not a mechanism for the Supreme Court. If you want to go that far, you could turn around and go, this is obviously a loophole in our election system. We need to fix the loophole, the holes that were left by the 19th century changes and the original Constitution in the 19th century. There are holes in there. Just like the fact that this idea that they had a chance, the boondoggle, they just, the 1.78 billion boondoggle, they changed the Election Act so that the vice president can't send. Well, obviously, if you're changing the law, then obviously there was some question whether the vice president had power.
Exactly. You see, and that was Trump's point all along. And Mike Pence didn't want to deal with it. Okay? And so now Mike Pence gets a, you know, get out of jail card with this $1.7 trillion boondoggle that we have to put up with. And that was all, you know, kind of interwoven in this mess of monies, right?
Yeah. Why was it needed? There wasn't at least a question. Your support rules and goes, you know, that okay, there, you can't do anything about it. This is a loophole that has to be fixed. We can't fix it by messing with this election, but you have to fix this hole.
Why would you only fix that and not everything else?
But
I mean, if you were sincere about it, but they're not. Look, we got about 3.5 minutes left here, but I did want to talk about the other article that you wrote about at stream.org, and that is The Mystery of the Magi Solved. Let's spend some time on that, if you would. I like this.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, this is... There's a book, there's a guy named Dwight Longenecker, mm-hmm. Who studied the.
He's a priest, right? He's a priest.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He wrote a book a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and in essence, in his mind, and very intelligently, seems to have solved the mystery of who the Magi are by studying the scripture and also knowing the history and understanding the history and putting away all the, you know, setting aside all the stuff that's come along from tradition and mm-hmm. movies, and like the fact that there's three Magi, a Magi from the Orient. Now, basically, his idea is that the wise men, however many there were, when he talks about, you know, from the East, mm-hmm. he's not talking about the Orient. He was talking to his audience in the same way we would say something like the South.
Mm-hmm.
It was a if you went to the East, there's a kingdom back there. Oh gosh, Nadia, I forget the name, but there's a kingdom there that had descendants that were Hebrew. Mm-hmm. They came down from the Hebrew, so they had some connection to the Jewish people. And then these Magi were advisors. They were spiritual advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And the most natural thing in the world for them to go to the kingdom next door when they get word and vision a new king had been born.
Mm-hmm.
So to go honor was not that big a deal in that sense. And you come with gifts. And apparently the gifts that you bring from this region, as opposed to being a lobster from Maine,
right.
The gifts you bring from this place are gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is dirt. Big three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The gifts of bread. And so it wasn't that, it was a much smaller deal in that sense, but that it wasn't, that it was just a neighboring kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, wise men from this neighboring kingdom coming looking for a new king.
Right.
And I'm the king because that's what you do politically, because you want to have good relations with Herod.
Yeah, of course. Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a fascinating thing. And also, what's great about it is you can use the travels of those wise men to help date the birth of Jesus and help confirm that it was actually early, confirm, make the very strong argument that his birth was around December 25th.
Exactly. Yeah, we had Bill Federer break that down, and he did a brilliant job in explaining, you know, to our audience. Because there's always been that discussion every once in a while. Well, Jesus may have been born in August or some other time. You know, some doubt put out there. But, boy, when you break down Scripture and you look at it, even with that timely meeting between Mary and Elizabeth, right, it all comes in and it points to December the 25th.
Yeah.
No mystery about it, huh? I mean, this is the deal. See, this is what you get when you pursue God. And you pursue his word. Oh, my goodness, you get the truth, Al. What imagine. We love that. From Stream.org, he's the one and only Al Parada. Thank you, Al. Happy New Year, my friend. Take care.
Happy New Year.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.